What? Gentlemen, from LA to New York, New Chicago to Mississippi. Let's give it up for America's number one funny man, Rodney. What up, party people? It's your boy Rodney Perry. You're tuned in to Rodney Perry Live. We are indeed live. My name is Rodney Perry. I'll be hosting you through this cavalcade of comedy. I cannot wait to get into the show today. First of all, we'll be talking about Cardi B, among other things. We're gonna be throwing a few things at you today, and I got my friends here. Wow, super comedian. When I go to the Boston area, he's one of the first calls I make. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show, Mr. Corey Manning. Corey, how are you?
I'm doing good, man. Glad I'm the first call you make, and recognize and humbled to know that it's probably the only call you're able to make because you don't know any other comedians in Boston.
I know a few Boston, you know, faithfuls. You know, I mean, you are absolutely one of my favorites, man. You're a solid guy, and Corey Manning, a great human being. Thank you for coming on today, bro.
Thanks, man. Glad to be here, man. And you too as well, man. I'm literally, real talk, give you flowers. I'm humbled to be able to say that Rodney Perry is a friend of mine and proud to say that.
Hey, honor and a privilege. Andromeda is in the building. Shout out to Victor Marshall. He says, cavalcade, what a great word. And you're right. You're right, Victor. I got a massive vocabulary.
I had to Google that while you were saying that. That's why I did the little off talk.
Hey, it's okay. It's okay. Hey, one of my guys, man, we go back so many years. He obviously is sleeping in a hyperbaric chamber. He hasn't aged one day. He's got to be every bit about 65, but he looks 27. Welcome to the show, Mr. Steph Sanders. What's up, Steph?
What's up, man? I too am impressed by your vocabulary, man. I thought you were doing that because I'm a doctor, but you know, you're trying to show me your policy.
You know what, dude? You have not aged a day, dude, in 35 years. How long have we known each other, bro?
Man, at least 25 years. Almost 25 years.
At least 25 years. Steph Sanders, man. We share a distinction of being one of maybe two comedians that's ever dived across the stage on Comic View.
That's right, man. Yeah. I like that distinction.
Yeah, you don't get that every day, man. No, hey, how are you, man? How's your family?
I'm good, man. My family, I don't like them at all, so I don't care about them. But I'm good. It's all that matters, man. You know,
family, it is.
They good. They cool, man.
Hey, welcome to the show. Our next guest, man. She is, she's an absolute joy to know. She's a talented comedian. She's an improv actor. She's a very dope human being, and she's a church girl. Welcome to the show. It's Elo Copeland in the building. What's up, Elo?
Thank you.
Can you phone sideways?
Yeah, I'm gonna fix that right now for you. Let's see. There we go.
There we go. Give me that wide view. Everybody needs to see your face.
There we go.
We got these two ugly dudes on it. You gotta make them
right. Pretty it up. Right.
No. I am very excited. I appreciate you. Ever since we've met, Mr. Perry, you've been a joy and an inspiration. You've encouraged me every time you saw me. So, yeah, I appreciate you so much for having me on today.
I feel like I'd be too tough on you sometimes.
You know, it's good.
Yeah. I'm like, Elo, what the hell are you doing? When you going to start telling jokes? And then you got up there and start doing it, man. I was like, yes. So impressed, man. And I love the church. The mind of a church girl is so funny to me. I think that could be a real series, Insecure. I think it could be like its own thing.
Yeah, I agree. I've been just contemplating trying to put it on YouTube to have more extended series for my audience because I just keep going with it. So yeah, I'm glad that you enjoy it.
I would expand it like Insecure. That would be my business model. Okay. Because I mean, church girls get into all kind of mishaps, and you know, and you still a human being, you still trying to find your way, you know, get your sexual identity, you know, and still be a Christian and not piss off the Lord. So I get the dilemma that your character is going through. I think is very dope.
Thank you.
Elo is in the building. Corey Manning is in the building. Steph Sanders is in the building. My name is Rodney Perry. You're tuning in to Rodney Perry Live. I cannot wait to chop it up with these three. First of all, did y'all see this story this past week? Cardi B, somebody threw some water in her face, Elo.
Yeah.
Whatever the liquid was, Cardi B hit him, threw the mic at him. And messed around, hit the wrong person. Not a person she hit is trying to sue for assault. What the hell?
I'm a Yankees fan. I need her, my relief pitcher. That was good. That was pretty good. I didn't know Cardi could throw like that. But did you know before that, Cardi was asking people to throw water on her because it was hot?
Really?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
The same day.
The same show.
The same set. So yeah. I think you're making this. I think you're making up that part.
Well, look, I'm not. Look it up.
No, it's facts. Yeah.
That's why you have to have the full story.
Yep.
You know, I was on her side for a minute, but then now I'm looking like, wait a minute. She asked them to refresh her. So that just might have been, you know, they just probably a little excited and was like, just take it off. I don't know.
Hey, Corey Manning, man. If Cardi B said, ask you to help her get wet, what would you do?
I'm a married man. I'm gonna sway away from answering that question with the first thing that came to my mind because I'm trying to go back home tonight.
Hey, I seen your brain start working, and you was like, "No, bet not." No, I've been today. No.
Well, I'm going to get the water hose. I'm not married. I'm going to get the water hose. I'm going to wet her up.
Oh my God!
Here's the thing: she asked for it in the beginning, and then it's like if your opening bit. Opening bit is throw some water on me. And then just before you close, somebody throw some water on you. It's too late now. We done with that set. Like that bit is done. Hey,
if Steph hadn't just said that, I would have never known that because whoever threw what they threw, she act like that she had never, it none. She didn't know what was going on.
Like, how dare you? Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
Granny Wilder said that was early in the show and Cardi showed them where to splash her. The girl that threw the water later got her in the face. That was rude. Hey, it ain't the girl's fault. She could throw better than Cardi gave her credit for. Am I right, Steph?
Yeah, and what's the statute of limitation on how long I got to throw water on you after you ask?
Right.
Hey, your ass asked for water. It could be all. It could be 24 hours. I still could throw some water.
Yeah.
I thought she was trying to get some.
The crowd to go get some more water.
Exactly. I thought it was something she was trying to get some WAP, get it re-enhanced.
Oh, she you know what? Re-WAP. Like she had to re-WAP.
I like that. The re-WAP.
Re-WAP. Oh, my God. Elo, you would never ask nobody. You got your hair done. You're in an outstanding outfit. You're not going to ask nobody to throw no water on you. I don't care how hot it is. Am I right?
I'm definitely not going to ever do that. Never. You ain't got the water on me. If I need to go refresh, I'm just going to go refresh. Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me ask y'all this. Take me back in your life to the funkiest person you ever been around.
Woo.
Funkiest person. Like, was it breath? Was it armpits? What was it, Steph Sanders, the funkiest person you ever been around?
It was definitely armpits. And, it was a comedian who sweats a lot. And I was...
Male or female?
Uh-huh. It was a female.
Really?
And I'm an opener. And I love her. But after she come off stage, I said, babe, you got to go shower first. It was bad. It was.
Wait a minute.
Like, yeah. She smelled like Badon.
Do I know the person?
Yeah.
Well, you got to put that in the chat.
Hey, me and Steph got some stories. I got stories I can't tell about Steph Sanders. Because Steph.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. With our lovely Wesley Snipes. Mm-hmm.
Wow, how about that? You're an idiot. Hey, Corey Manning, man, the funkiest person you ever been around. How appalling was it?
I had to leave the room. Wow. I had to leave the room. It was that I thought I was gonna be hooking up but I had to end up hook out. I had to hook out because it was beat up. It was a problem. I've never, and to this day, I've never had to go through that amount of stench that was present in that room that day. I don't know what day it was for them, but it was not a good day.
Wow. Jeff Brown has chimed in. He said the throw water idea didn't come from nowhere. When you open yourself up to the public, you get what you get. Is that true? I mean, the fact that she opened the floor up, Elo, is that just par for the course? Is what you got to deal with?
I feel like if you started that way, you can't control the crowd at that point. You ask for them to sprinkle you or dash you or splash you. You at this point, you should say, all right, enough water. If you didn't say that, then you just never know. And they have libations and everything, so you just never know what people do.
You don't get libations every day. That's better than cavalcade. Hey, y'all, it's Roddy Perry. You're tuning in to Roddy Perry Live. Hey, how about this, man? As we navigate this life, we say things sometimes, but you don't want, like, say, what's the statute of limitations? Like, let's talk about relationships. Corey Manning, you a married man. My wife said, I always put my foot in my mouth. Okay. She said, I'm always, like, doing too much. Are you guilty of that as well?
Oh, yes. Depending on what you're talking about. But I'm going to say yes.
It depends. I don't know what you're talking about, first of all.
I answered the question too fast, and I realized, wait a minute, what is he asking?
What exactly?
But I often put my foot in my mouth. And I think it's the comedy muscle. Sometimes you can't turn it.
My wife don't want no part of the comedy. She be like, look, don't do that.
Yeah, but what's crazy, though, it's who I am, and it's who she married. So when I turn that off, I'm not being who I was when you met. Wow. So
wow, that's a great point, man, Corey, because like our spouses, our significant others sign up for a funny person, or do they? You know what I mean? Like you can't turn it on all the time, right, Steph? You got to turn it off sometime, right?
Yeah, you got to turn it off sometime, especially with the significant other, man, because they're not playing that. And you got to sleep next to him. So my trachea way wide open. I ain't ready for that. You got to turn it off.
Hey, Elo, talk to me about this, man. I mean, you're dealing with these guys out there. What's it like with having all us big brothers around you and you meeting the guy and the guy comes into your life? Like, is that a tough undertaking?
It is. It is, because when I tell men that I do have a lot of male friends and brothers and, you know, mentors and all of that, they get a little nervous, like, oh, you might be one of those. And it's like, no.
What's one of those? What that mean?
Oh, what's one of those?
You know, loose, because I could have slept with one or multiple of the people that I call friends or brothers, because that's what the average person would do. Like, they keep them around. Like, I don't do stuff like that, but people do keep their, you know, exes or people they've slept with or been with around for whatever reasons, including to sleep with them again in the future. But that's the idea that they would get, like, oh, you got male friends? How many? Like, how often y'all hang out?
Does it make a guy look weak when he questioned that? Like, say, for instance, we just seen the whole thing with Keke Palmer. Keke Palmer just came out recently and it's like, yo, I don't know why he was tripping like that. Just Usher, like, but it's freaking Usher. Like, you know, that's a big deal when your big brother's freaking Usher and he rubbing on you, singing to you and shit. Like, I mean, did the guy have a point, or is Keke right in thinking like, yo, it's not fair, you know, I'm a star?
I feel like both of them had a point. I feel like he was right in the fact of that's his baby mom, and apparently he had an expectation before the concert. I'm not sure if he saw the outfit before the concert, but Usher sure did. So also to her point, she is still single. She didn't marry the guy, and the fact
that
she's
not married.
And she's an entertainer, so she's going to be around other entertainers. And again, it's freaking Usher. Like, who's not going to let him sing to her? And it's not like she kissed the man. They just sung together. So
how about that? Hey, it's Rodney Perry. You're tuning in to Rodney Perry Live. I'm sorry to cut you off. Who is that?
That was me.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I wonder what would happen if the roles were switched, though. Like, if it was Keke Palmer and her boyfriend was, say, Beyonce. And Beyonce, he up there grinding on Beyonce and she blowing in his ear and all this other stuff.
Well, Beyonce never do nothing to disrespect Jay-Z. Never.
But I'm using this analogy. And I'm thinking of someone who's prolific on stage. I would say Janet Jackson, but some of your audience members.
She is.
Okay, okay. Let's flip it. Corey Manning, you married. You go to a Janet concert and they do that whole thing where she bring the guy on stage and tie him up. Are you gonna let Janet Jackson tie you up?
Let her. I'm already there waiting. I'm bringing my own ropes to the concert. I'm showing up.
Where did you get your own ropes?
They velvet too. They velvet.
Oh God. Hey, Steph Sanders, man, you out there in them streets?
Yeah.
You dating, man? You're a grown man.
Yeah.
Like, what's it like, bro? Let me and Corey live vicariously through you.
Hey, man. So sometimes I like, maybe on the weekdays, I like being y'all. I would like to be married. But the weekends, I like being in these streets.
Do you?
Yeah. It's a lot going on, man. It's a lot going on. Hey,
let me ask you this, Steph Sanders. How much is a date? How much does a date cost?
A date, man. A good date is running you $125, $150.
Shit, Elo, tell me that ain't true, is it, Elo? Motherfucking date $300
in Atlanta, not mine, but in Atlanta, mine run about $100. I'd say $100, but you got to add
$100. I spent $200 on my wife and my on my wife. I think
that's your that, but see, that's different than the date.
Yeah.
Okay, where y'all going to Applebee's? Where y'all going?
Yeah, you having fun on the date. That's the difference. You having fun on a date. You just going out with your significant.
Exactly.
Your
yeah.
Well, go ahead. Like, I'm sorry.
But then we would want to go to either the pool hall. We want to go bowling. We probably go to the movies. Yeah. Like, it's not going to just be like, hey.
The movies is fucking $100 by itself.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's just.
If you go to one of the movie theaters with the food in there, that motherfucker is a fucking pretty penny.
That's 200, 250, especially if you're getting drinks.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Oh,
but I know how to cut them off. They got a limit on that.
Wait a minute, you shut it down. How you doing? You stop.
Got a limit on that, bro. You know, and you got to work tomorrow. I start bringing stuff up to them. Ain't you got kids? You don't want to go home.
Ain't you sleepy?
You know, you don't want to go home drunk when your kids. But yeah, most of them want to put on their good face so they don't drink too much.
Yeah.
They want, because if you just dating, they want another date. Possibly.
Hey, Elo, how many dates before you pay for a date?
I say five.
Five? We in a shit. You my girlfriend after five dates, shit.
Yeah, that's good, though.
That's 5 G's in right there. That's close to 5 G's in.
It was $10,000. I'll pay your mortgage after five dates. Damn.
Yeah, but most women say after I'm your girlfriend, so that's good. I like Elo on that. Five. Because most women have said, after I'm your girlfriend officially, so I bring ring pops with me. I got a ring pop and ask you to be my girlfriend. So that
you know your knee hit him with that ring pop.
Hit him with the ring pop, man. Strawberry or the blue raspberry. I want to pop it.
Jeff Brown said, if you leave your house with less than $150,
you're irresponsible.
That's
about right.
Yeah, that's fair. I'm thinking, man, with tip and everything. Now, here's the next question, guys. Like, I don't know if Elo is flying and getting flued out. I don't know if Steph Sanders is flying people out. But if for some reason you get flued out or fly somebody out, what should your expectations be, if anything? Corey, man, I'm gonna start with you.
I'm flying. If someone flying me out, or they flying? If somebody flying me out,
you want to make it work in your mind.
If she flying me out, I'm getting off the plane naked. Like, I'm ready. I'm ready. She done flew me out. Come on, man. You know what time it is.
You know what you here for.
Is that or is that not a booty call? Like, you ain't.
Yeah. Elo, don't humor these guys. They have no right to expect anything. Am I right?
That is correct. If it's not established before you buy the ticket, you cannot expect ass when I get there.
It's established when you go through TSA and they say, let me see your ID. It's
established. Elo, stop right there, Elo. So what's the conversation like, you know, hey, babe, I'm going to get you a ticket. I want to see you this weekend. I sure would like for you to bring some lingerie.
That could be a possible conversation, or you just flat right out say it. You know, I want to spend some time with you and let's chill. Let's do this.
Like, I want us to be physical.
Yeah, just say it outright, and what I have the option to say okay or maybe next time. But I have been flown out before, and it was under the impression that I would sleep with the gentleman and. I did not because we didn't have that conversation.
So. He didn't talk about it. He just assumed.
Exactly.
That's a long walk home.
Steph said, you got a ticket. They better give it up, am I right?
Hey, I'm coming to pick him in the airport with Speedos and combat boots on. We're going right back home. It ain't even no question. Like, let's get this out of the way now. Then we're gonna go eat. We're gonna have a good time. But yeah, I'm coming to get you in my road. So
Let me just add to that. Like we're joking about it, and you know, a woman has the right to make a decision no matter what.
Oh, the woman can always say no.
I totally agree with that. I don't want people to misconstrue what I'm saying in my joking, so I want to make that clear. One of the things Elo said about making it clear from out the gate what the expectation is, that is also a turnoff to a lot of women. When you say that up front, they might have it in their mind that they're going to do something, but be like, you know, when you get here, we about to move some furniture when you get up in here. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying?
You got to actually move furniture. Am I right, Elo? You can't be talking all that trash and don't move no furniture.
You got to move furniture if you're going to say you're going to move furniture.
The way my place used to look when I was a bachelor, we have to move furniture just to get to the bed. So, boom, that's a check.
Andromeda says, as a single woman in the last 3 years, I haven't been on a date where the combined total was less than $100. Right. Most expensive date I've been on, $800. Wow. That was Did Andromeda man. Give that thing up on a $100 date?
And that was your man at that point. If I spent $800 on you, go together.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Look,
Someone flew to me.
Y'all know it's flown, right?
I put out both times. Yes, ma'am.
You've never been driving a little silly self. All right.
I forgot my thought. That threw me off. The flued and flown.
That was a lot. Hey, welcome to the show. Cedric Wilson is in the building. My cousin, he popped in. Always a pleasure to see you. Granny Wilder says, not the Speedos in the combat booth. Mr. Granny Wilder, Steph Sanders, he got on Speedos and combat boots right now while you're playing. hey, we appreciate him on this show. All right. This next game, brand new, I just made up a couple days ago. It's called Absolute Facts. I'm going to shoot y'all some absolute facts. You tell me if you agree, if you disagree, and we'll take it from there. Corey Manning.
Yes, sir.
Beyonce is the best performer ever. Absolute fact.
If she actually performed in Foxborough, like 15 minutes from where I live last night, and my wife went to the show, and they said it was absolutely phenomenal. I would have to see the show. I did see the documentary, which was awesome, especially since I went to an HBCU.
Hold on, Steph. If it's not Beyonce, who's better?
MC Hammer.
Living or dead?
MC Hammer.
I still got to go with Michael Jackson.
I haven't seen him live, but I saw MC Hammer live, and it was the best concert I went to other than Kids Bop.
I've seen MC Hammer live. He make you tired. You. MC Hammer.
Hey, I saw MC Hammer in the 90s, and he was fucking incredible. Yeah. Elo, all us old men is losing our damn mind. Tell us. Go ahead. Tell us.
To me, that's not facts. I would agree with Steph. It would be Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Next question. Corey, you just alluded to it. Miss Elo. MC Hammer is the greatest of all time.
Great as what?
Wow. How about that? How about that? MC Hammer was the greatest rapper MC type of guy.
Oh, who's the comparison? Give me, I don't know. I honestly.
Whoever you say is better, I guess.
Better than MC Hammer? I mean, it would have to be.
I don't like you got to make all these sound effects.
Don't get me wrong. Don't get
no
me
wonder
wrong.
You got flown
MC
out.
MC Hammer? No, but I just still feel like it was somebody else. I just can't put a pin on it, but I feel like it could be somebody else.
Hey, Andromeda says, if I fly out, I'm putting out. I'm not leaving town for somebody I don't like.
Thank you. Thank you, Andromeda. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
But we all know that drama's a little loose. Okay.
She's liberated. Hey, she just liberated her thing. You know what I'm saying? That's ain't nothing wrong with that.
Ain't nothing
she's
wrong.
She's not loose. She's melodrama.
21st century is. Woman.
Melodrama. Hilarious.
Melodrama.
All right. Now we might not have to put Elo through this one. I'm gonna throw it out to the guys. But Vagina is way better than head, Steph Sanders.
But John's way better than it. No. Not even if you say it's better, it ain't way better. Because
they run a neck and neck. In your opinion, neck and neck.
I don't even think you like me if you don't give me head. So you got to give me head, and that's gotta be good. If you don't give me head, like me, yeah.
Vagina is the most beautiful thing that God has ever created.
Indeed.
Head is something the devil put out there to turn us to the other side.
The only thing good the devil created was head.
I'm going to hell. Way better than head.
To the point of, because I have a lot of male friends, I would have to disagree. It's neck and neck. I wouldn't say it's way better, because some men do enjoy head way more than whoever they trying to, you know, sleep with. So
I guess
I'm gonna tell you why I enjoy head. It's because I'm not putting in
nobody
all the
work. Go ahead.
I'm not the one that's putting in all the work when we're having sex. Like, I'm the one that's doing the ab crunches and, you know what I'm saying, the leg lifts, the peanut, especially.
Now, would you agree with this? Like, okay, there's women that have wonderful vagina, and then there's women that have sex well.
Right.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Like, what would you rather have? Would you have a wonderful vagina or a person that was a skilled at that skill set?
Skill. Skill, definitely skills. Yeah, definitely.
You talking about skills just in the head, or you talking about skills in the sex?
No, skills in sex in general.
It's skills in the sex, you know. Skills in the sex. I mean, vagina could be good vagina. I'm still going to have to put the work in. I'd rather somebody work me out for me. That's what.
Now, Elo, is the opposite true? Like, would you rather have a guy that you know was a skilled sexpert, or would you rather? I don't know the opposite of that. I don't know if he
he's big and he can't work and he can't do that with him.
He just blessed.
Oh yeah, it definitely skill, because sometimes you too blessed and I'm not the one to force shit. So you
wait a minute.
You gonna have to back that up. I don't do that. Yeah, skill for me.
You don't need no new construction.
Ain't no remodeling going
yeah,
on. No,
yeah.
Oh God.
You're not putting that two seater. You're not putting that Hummer in this economy class. That's what you're saying.
Andromeda says, "What makes vagina wonderful?" You know what? That's a great question.
Great question.
I wish we had sound effects with birds chirping or something like that.
And I will say this for the record: my wife is wonder. She's got a top notch vagina, but
we're gonna edit that out.
I had this girl years ago, and she wasn't a skilled sexpert, but her actual vagina was wonderful. It was head and shoulders above the other vaginas of that day. It's like it had its own, I don't know what it was. It was just wonderful. It was just it had the je ne sais quoi. And I still know her, but you know, I've of course I haven't partook in it quite some time, but I just remember that whoever else gets this is going to be getting something wonderful.
You remember early on the show, you asked me and you said, do you ever put your foot in your mouth?
There's a moment.
He did put your shoe store.
You got your whole leg in there, Rodney.
I'm definitely cruising for a bruise. I'm lucky. The good thing is that my wife don't watch the show. So let's
amen.
If she ever see this shit, she'd fucking pack her shit and get out of here.
But to answer a question, I think for me it's the texture and the compression. I don't know whether this is skills or it's just a good vagina, but the ability to control it.
Mm. Now you looking at a skilled sex expert. That's a skilled sex expert.
No, yeah, I've had somebody walk, like literally felt like they were walking.
But that's a skill. Like the Kegel, all that, that's a skill. Yeah.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Matter of fact, everybody hit about 10 reps on that Kegel right now. I got a hot 9. I did 9 quick Kegels.
I got 8.
You know, they say men should do their Kegels as well because it helps you when you have issues with premature ejaculation.
Yeah,
but it also helps for men who have as you get older, being able to control your bladder.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yep.
It is.
Hey, muscle.
Yep. A good doctor tell you that when you go for your physical.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Steph,
you know a lot. You'll know a lot about everything. Are you an MD?
I'm a PhD.
Your PhD in what? And what field? What discipline?
Education leadership.
So, man, you go into education, but you funny. Right. How did you navigate that as a funny person? Because I know ain't nobody trying to hear no jokes in education.
No. And my students, I've been a principal and an associate superintendent. They would not tell you that I'm funny because I separate the two. Because as a black leader, you had to not. I don't want to be seen as a joke. So I separated.
Can't be a joke.
No. So, I did from the 9 to 5. It was straight, you know, business and the best I am. And then after that, I was a fool. So, you know.
Get out of here. How do you separate the two?
I mean, you just have your, just anything else. You have your faces. You have your way of code switching. So I go to school, I go to work, and, these white folks got to take me seriously because I'm their boss. And it ain't no jokes. And the students going, we about student achievement and closing this achievement gap for my black and brown babies. But then after that, on Thursday night, I fly out to the comedy club. It's, I act a fool.
No, I think that's nothing short of amazing, man. Hey, talk to me about this, man, because I became aware recently about autism and how often it affects young people in our community and how a lot of black autistic kids go undiagnosed.
Yep.
Talk to me about how prevalent it is in schools now, and are all of these kids being put in special classes?
Great question. I started out in special education. I started with kids who were black and brown coming out of juvie and were considered ED, emotionally disturbed. That's basically youth, bipolar, or mental illness and so forth. But autism at that point, 2013, autism was one in every 150 kid. And now it's about one in every 25, 30.
What changed?
We think, it's studies point to diets, studies point to, the environmental concerns, everything. But autism, that's why it's a spectrum. So you may have somebody who's verbal and it just has a tick, or it's kind of like, somebody you met, you'd be like, he's something just not quite right, and all the way to nonverbal and can't tie their shoes.
So what I understand now is based on, how they their social skills, how they manifest their social skills. Yeah. But they could be high functioning too, yep, and be great at math or some shit, So, like, how do you nurture that child?
You just meet them where they are, give them what they need. Because like you said, they could be high functioning. They took, it used to be Asperger's was on that spectrum too. They took that off. The DSM is its own thing. So now you just have high functioning autistic kids, but you just meet them where they are and deal with it. You kind of teach them social skills. We have social skill curriculum. Yeah, good schools have them. We have them in a classroom called Why Try, Second Step, things of that nature, to actually teach them how to deal with social skills. Because kids don't play like we used to. We learn that in the streets. We learn that they don't do that anymore. So it's
Elo, you out there in the streets, you dating these dudes. What percentage of dudes out there walking around maybe used to be autistic?
I know you're gonna say that.
Don't make me give a number.
There's no used to be autistic. You
used to be right. Like, I would say the ones I ran into about a good 25-30%.
Yeah,
that's a lot.
I know, based on the spectrum he just gave.
Yeah,
I'm like, get out of here. What's wrong with this one? That's, yeah, for sure.
Wow, man. I mean, you know, I'm a father of five girls, man, and to think that, you know, people are going through whatever they're going through, Steph, and they still walk around among us. Yeah. You know, so real quick story, right? So, Corey, so my buddy tells me this story. He say he's a musician. He's in Nashville doing a record, and he goes to get lunch. In the restaurant, there's a girl. She's gorgeous. And he's like, yo, man, a girl is fine. I'm about to go holler at her. So he make his move to go holler at her. Turns out he knows the girl. They went to high school together and they start reminiscing, you know, they talk about old times and she's like, yo, my mom is still, she was still at the school till, you know, a couple months ago, but she not in school no more. She don't have to teach those special needs kids anymore. And he was like, your mom ain't teaching those special needs kids. I was in her class. She said, if you was in my mama class, your ass was special needs. What's the odd stuff that a guy could be, a person could be in that class and not realize that he was special?
Oh, man, a lot. It's 13 disabilities in the category. So it's 13 of those from what we call other health impaired. So that's ADD. Somebody with ADHD is a child and stuff like that. You're still in special education. But now it's inclusion. So you're in a gen ed classroom, but you actually have somebody pull you out, somebody come to the door and give you these, or somebody that comes in and push in. So it's a lot of those. So it's the odds are very great because we definitely are overrepresented, especially Black men, Black boys in special education. In the school, you're supposed to have maybe 9 to 10%. I'm in schools where it's 35%. Really? Yeah, special education.
Can I ask Dr. Saunders a question?
Yes, sir.
How is that, do you think, is the percentage increase that you talked about is affected by accessibility and comfortability with being able to say or acknowledge that your family member might have a problem? Because, you know, especially in the Black community, a lot of times we don't
used to be
take our kids. We want to put them, don't want to put them in those
dumb things. Ass up. Yeah. You know, mama was hard on you back in the day.
Yeah, big time now, because now it used to be, even in the time I've been in education, it used to be you have what we call child fine. We would have to go search those kids out and deem them, designate them as special education. First day of school now, Black mama's on my door like, hey, I need him tested. I want her tested. And I'm like, they didn't do anything wrong. Used to be you wouldn't test anybody either.
Now, what do we do as parents? Like, I've had teachers, like, try to put my daughter into those programs. And I'm like, my daughter is not special. But I had a reference point of my other daughters, too. Mm-hmm. So I knew that she would catch up, you know. But she was slower, and then she just caught up, like, one day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So how do I know that I didn't hurt her by insisting that y'all don't put my baby in this world?
Well, she obviously caught up. If she hadn't, then you probably would have hurt her, because we look at if they're two grade levels or two points behind everybody else. So that's what we go by. We used to not test anybody to third grade and after. Now we got people coming to you. We kindergarten 4-year-olds and TK 5-year-olds with IEPs and with.
How can you tell a 4-year-old he ain't even done yet?
Exactly. That's what. But he to Corey's point, that's the overrepresentation now, because so many people are doing it and they found that they can get money for it. So as a family, as a parent, I can get money for my kid being special. Really? So I'm like, Dr. Sands, I want my kid tested, because I need this check.
Yeah.
You know, and so forth and so on. So that's how it happens. And we get money as a school. I get extra money per pupil, extra money for my kids.
So if we talk 30%, that number is probably skewed up a little higher by people out there trying to get their paper.
Big time. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, man. Sometimes I wonder about those of us just telling jokes if we were really special needs, bro.
Probably.
I'll say it on stage. Yeah.
Mike Epps said it. He talked about it.
Mike Epps did start talking, and so did Monique. She talked about it as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I was ADD, ADHD.
Were you?
Yeah, still am to a certain degree. Well, not to a certain degree. I still am. Yeah. And the other thing that we talk about addiction, like a lot of young people, because they have these social and mental problems, they start using drugs, and it makes us feel normal. So when you say self-medicating, you're literally self-medicating. Yeah, and that's how a person develops an addiction.
Hey, let me tell you how my mama dealt with it. So my mama was a no-nonsense little tiny lady, right? My brother was having conversations about potentially committing suicide at one point. And I probably shouldn't even share this, but it's too late. I'm already down the road. He was talking about, you know, that my mother say, if you tell one more person you're going to kill yourself and don't do it, I'm gonna kill you myself. I said, Mama, you can't say that. This is the type of parenting we had. Sir, this is the type of shit.
If a mom say that now, I had to turn her in.
Would you?
I mean, that's the way. That's how the society has.
Randy Wilder says she's got Asperger's. I was an Aspie.
You are an Aspie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somewhere.
It's because more awareness and more information on autism. So, do we just know more, or is it that do we both. Know more, or are they over diagnosing us?
It's both. It's a little bit of both. We do know more, and that's why those numbers went up, like I said, so drastically from us even diagnosing kids with autism. But you know, it is over diagnosis also, because
I know I ain't supposed to use this word, Steph Sanders. I'm gonna say it.
Uh oh.
I was growing up.
Do not say it.
Niggas was retarded.
That's different. So ID. They're not our words now. ID, intellectually disabled. That's different than autism.
Okay, so wait.
That's a totally. Remember, I told you
autism 13 is another animal. That's another thing.
Yeah, that's its own thing.
So intellectually disabled.
Yeah, yeah.
Is what we used to call those people that with the R word that we don't use anymore.
Yes.
Can we use the R word?
No.
You can't use it.
Not to describe,
you can't say R word.
No, hold on. Not to describe a person that's intellectually disabled, but if you got a brother. A friend and they retarded. Can we just acting retarded? Right?
That is the N word for kids with disabilities.
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
You know, like a white person saying you acting, and they really push back on using that word at all. Mm-hmm. It's not a cool word to use at all. Oh. But dude, it was so common and stuff when I was growing up to for people to use those words, and it's just, you know, you would call somebody retarded, like. Even now, as a comedian, if I'm really good, somebody gonna say, "Nigga, your ass retarded."
Yeah, that's true. It is something we used a lot, indeed. I did it, you know. But yeah, it's very much, yeah. That's the scarlet letter word.
So I can't use that to name my next special, my comedy.
No, you cannot. Don't use all the word. Yeah, I hated the word. It hurts so bad. Wow.
Let me make that clear. I was pushing it just to get the information out because I totally agree with. I was going to say the analogy is just like if white people were telling each other, you're acting niggerish, right?
Yeah.
Like I talked
to the Gossman Heifers. I talked to Granny Wilders, and they really gave me some insight and some context to these words, autism, how you approach, how you deal with it. Mm-hmm. So how about this, Steph? If you're autistic, you could be 20 years old, but manifest at age 13. Like,
socially.
Will you ever catch up?
Well, it'd be social cues. You may, at 20 years old, you may be graduating with your, you know, be extra in graduating a degree in physics, but you can't tie your shoes. or you can't hold a conversation or look people in the eye or things of that nature. So it'll be, you know, some social cues there. Then it's the other side of the spectrum where you may be 20, but your brain function, everything is at 13 or autism, which is close to ID. But it, again, it's its own, it's a separate animal.
You may not know the answer to this, Elo. You don't know the answer to this. I'm just going to throw it out there anyway. If you make love to an autistic guy, does he have a more intense orgasm?
I wouldn't know. I have not, but I wouldn't know. I would assume so, based on, you know, like when they say you missing a sense and it's like it's greater in the other senses. I would assume that would be the response, because I don't think God would like do that, like totally. But I wouldn't know, because I ain't really.
I'm glad you don't know that. I'm glad you don't know the answer to that.
Not that you know of.
Not that I know of. Yeah. All
right. Think back on it. Was that person that had the biggest orgasm? Was he, now you think about it, and you've been informed by Dr. Saunders, was he on the spectrum in any sense?
Not for autism. Maybe ADHD, but not autism.
Yeah.
Like, I've been around autism, so I've not, I don't think I would have been, I shouldn't say that.
Say the stupid stuff.
Yeah.
But hey, you tuned in to Ronnie Prairie Live. Ms. Elo is in the building giving us some insight on dealing with autistic men, and also Steph Sanders, Dr. Sanders is in the building. Show us, so is Corey Manning. Jeff Brown, you said, give me the link, Roddy Perry. You got something?
Please. Okay, first let me start with Elo's beauty points out just how freaking ugly men are, because you dudes look hideous up here with her.
Elo do got a good face. Like,
oh my God.
Like,
oh my God, black women.
Do you look like your pop?
I look like my mom, like spitting image.
Oh, get out of here! Yeah, because you know, because I would be mad if your dad was cute as hell like this.
No, he's a very handsome man, but my features definitely come from my mom.
Your mama probably got the strongest tribe, like as in. If you look at certain people, they come from certain tribes. You can tell, like Midwest dudes that's dark skinned with curly hair. That's a tribe. That's a tribe of people. Anyway, let's get back to retarded. Let's get back to retarded.
We're not using that word, Jeff Brown.
Why not? It only means slow. It means slow. Are they slow or not? Okay, I just found out I'm on the spectrum, Rodney. I am.
Are you on the spectrum?
Yes, I am. Think about it. Think about your friend. Okay. Think about all the shit that I do at a high level and my inability to pick up on social cues and just talk about niggas right in their face. Mm-hmm. I identify as retarded. You can't tell me what to call myself. I'm retarded.
I can tell you not to do that anymore.
Okay. I don't care.
I don't think you're going to listen, but I want to tell you
that. I'm not. You can't care. See, we worry too much about being canceled, Rodney Perry. I'm 58 years old. I drive a stick shift. I got a landline and 1,200 DVDs. I can't be canceled.
Wait a minute. How many DVDs you got?
1,200.
And what do you play them on?
On a DVD player, nigga. They cheap. Okay? How you going to cancel me? I have 1,200 DVDs, and guess what they all have in common? No surprise gay shit. It's not the gay shit I have a problem with. It's the surprise gay shit.
Jeff, I need you to come to my center. Fly here to my center, please.
Surprise, nigga. Two sissies kissing. I don't have none of that.
You don't want to be a part of that.
I don't want to. No, it's not that I don't want. I just don't want it to be a shock. If I could have a TVM gay, like maybe a little man could run across the screen.
Maybe they could rate it. Like,
this is what I'm talking about. Come on, rated anal. Remember, parental guidance suggested. Remember that shit? That they used to have, right? If I could have a little man run across the screen with his shirt tied in a knot over his belly button and some
hey, dudes on,
something to happen. And then I would know.
You're going to look away.
I could go get some more weed and come back. I don't miss. Y'all get still the
see
the shit. Move.
You can still see Brokeback Mountain.
I don't know about that. But the plot is never bothered by this gay shit. It isn't, because it doesn't really have anything to do with it. You just force feeding the gay shit. But we're off the page. See, that's the kind of shit I say, because I don't have a filter. I don't have a, I'm tired of people putting up these extra filters.
President.
Okay, we are the keepers of the truth. We got to keep the truth.
Hey, let me ask you this, Jeff Brown. Mm-hmm. We're talking about autism, ADHD. You mentioned the R word. Mm-hmm. How about this, guys? Is what we're seeing manifest itself as transgender, or is that some type of mental disorder on some level?
So is transgenderism a mental disorder on some level?
Maybe, I don't know.
More than likely, but you're gonna have to. I'm gonna take y'all back to the first Batman with Michael Keaton. Remember when he cracked the code on what the Joker was doing with makeup to kill people? He said it wasn't lotion or on your own or lipstick on their own, but when you put it all together, this is what you get. This is a perfect storm of Similac babies. Y'all niggas didn't know it was in that Similac.
What Similac got to do with anything?
What you feeding your baby? What you feeding your baby? Your baby manifests what you fed it.
What if I told you most of these transgenders were breastfed?
But I'd ask you what their mama ate.
Okay.
I ask you what they. It's you ain't. There's no way you can tell me that this is not somehow social and chemical.
Right. Stop right there, Jeff Brown. Hey guys, I got three videos I want y'all to see before we get done with the show today. I want to get your opinion on it. To me,
do I need lotion and a towel?
No, you won't. You won't need that at all.
Okay, just check it.
And who uses a towel? But that's another story. Anyway,
what kind of nasty? Okay.
Hey, don't worry about it. That is,
I don't know what you doing.
It is lotion for me. Anyway,
I use a dress sock when I'm taking myself out.
A dress sock.
You need to elevate the tube socks, Corey. A dress sock is not absorbent.
Here we go, guys.
My homeboy got mad at me. Now he ain't talking to me. Because we in the club and he tried to talk to these women, but he married. And I told him, hey, bro, you need to cut that out. He told me, man, why you hating, bro? Well, I ain't hating. I ain't tell you to walk down that aisle. I ain't tell you introduce me to this woman and you go get that ring on your finger. Got me out on this wedding, spending all this money to come to y'all wedding to watch you come in this club and cheat and mess it all up. That's my money I spent on your wedding. I spent my money on your wedding. And I spent a lot of it too. We all in Vegas and all of that, all these casinos, and I'm spending all of my money. Nah, y'all stand together.
Right. Is he breaking the man law?
No, he's not. Because he's having that conversation with him. Yeah. If he's having that conversation with him, that's not breaking it. If he go back
and he's having a conversation on the internet, nigga. He not having it with him.
Well, he didn't name the friend unless that woman knows that dude got a bunch of hoish friends. She don't know which one of them. So I gotta go with Corey. He's right.
Plus, I think it's convenient we use the breaking the man law when we're doing something wrong. If you're doing something wrong,
Don't be smart on this one.
Be ignorant.
I was so mad at this dude. Like, in my mind, I'm like, yo, you know, come on, dog.
No.
You ain't have to do that.
You're wrong, Rodney Perry.
Hey,
I'm mad for a totally different reason. If you're saying your justification is because you invested money in the wedding, then you should not have came to the wedding, just gave me the money. You feel like you invested. If you really invested in the wedding, then give me the money so I can build my relationship. You know what I'm saying?
Am I wrong? Is it not a man law violation? Is it just, you know, him being honoring that woman?
How she know?
I watched the video, the full video, and he also included that he started calling the wife sister and all of this and stuff.
Yeah,
so
he did.
You build an actual relationship with your homeboy's wife, like, it is some sort of responsibility privately to tell him, hey, this is my sis. If you don't want me to say nothing, you need go and do what you're going to do.
Now, Nick, I think, don't say nothing.
I think the point. No. Of
it's none of your business.
No. I think the point of him bringing it to the internet was for shits and giggles because he made valid points, but they were all funny. Yeah. But if somebody know him and know
the situation.
I've actually had a situation mildly like this. One of my best friends, we was just talking in conversation. We were over his house, and his wife is a queen of what if. I hate that shit. But she goes, if a woman's husband is cheating on her, does her friends have a responsibility to her? I said, let me get real clear with you. That's my best friend. We were in the Marines together. If he cheat on you and I find out about it, I'm going to cuss him out. I'm going to ask him why. I'm going to get deep in his business. We might even fight because that's my friend. And I'm supposed to be looking out for what's ultimately best for him. Because if you catch him, you're going to take his shit and he's going to wind up on my couch. So I have an obligation to that. Now, by that same token, if you and your friends kidnap me, you can't run toothpicks under my fingernails to make me tell you, because that's not between me and you. That's between me and my man and us being men. I'm not telling you what to do with your dick. I'm telling you not to be stupid about it. I can tell you that. I can tell you that if I can find out what you're doing and I ain't snooping, so can she. I can ask you if this, because it all make you ding ding stank, is this really worth what you have built? Is it? Because if you really want some extemporaneous cooter, pay for it.
Cooter.
Pay for it. If you pay for it, this girl ain't gonna drive by your house. This all girl ain't gonna try to get a hold of your mama. Last time I'm gonna say this, but here why you don't want to pay for it. Why? Because you need to convince yourself you can still get laid. This is about your ego.
Yeah.
Wow. Hey, this guy made a point, but what about this lady right here?
What is one thing that you've never told your ex?
That I cheated on him. But I'll say it now.
How many times did you cheat on him?
One time I cheated on him when he went to the barbershop to get a lining. One of my clients hit me up like, I want you to come real quick. I got $1,000 for you. And I'm like, shit. Cool, just dropped this off. Went, made that money real quick, 10 minutes, and I was back by the time before he was done getting his lining.
Did you pay for his haircut?
No. Sure didn't. That felt good saying.
What's her number?
Well, you need somebody. I can find you somebody untrustworthy to give you a blowjob behind somebody else.
If my wife don't go suck the dick for $1,000, I'm mad.
But I'm mad you can pay for my haircut, though. So,
hey, first of all, I mean, wives ain't doing no $1,000 head.
No. Married head ain't worth $1,000.
No.
That's insane.
Can you ask for your money back?
It depreciates real quickly.
Can you ask for your money back if it's not $1,000 worth of head?
No, you cannot. Once you make the deal, you make the deal.
But
how about this? She never told him. She dipped out him real quick. Elo, man, women don't act like this, right? I mean, what type of clients she got?
No, women do act like that.
Wait a minute, Elo.
Not
come on,
me,
church lady. Come on, church lady.
Here's the thing. I know how, but I haven't done it.
Come on,
it's just something built in us to be sneaky. That's all I'm saying.
Really?
But the point is, I don't know why she has a man if she's into this. Like, why even keep him around if you're just gonna do what you want to do anyway? Like,
I feel like he did something to hurt her after that anyway. You know that left the relationship vulnerable.
So it's just get back. I mean, get back. All is fair.
Are we gonna all sit here and high hurdle the fact that she was dressed like she was finna go kill Batman? Okay, let's start there. If your girl dressed like she gonna kill Batman,
she might be a little. She might have some issues.
I was gonna ask Dr. Saunders, does she look like she on the spectrum?
Definitely, but I see them all the time. I see them all the time.
Hey, wait, Steph, tell me that this ain't one of your kids' parents.
Hey, it might be. It might be. That I see this all the time.
Is that what you're aiming at, Steph?
And then I meet the parents, and the kids tell me, they say, you don't want to meet my parents. And I meet the
parents.
You don't
want to do it.
I would never call them again. I'm sorry. It'd just be me and you. Don't worry about it.
So it'd be you and the student trying to figure out how to deal with the parent.
Yes. I don't know.
Those are facts.
Hey, man, such a great show today, man. Such great insight, man. Great conversation. I can't thank each and every one of you. Jeff Brown came in with the three-pointer off the bench, hit the three. Jeff Brown, how do people stay in touch, bro?
Today, later today, around 7 p.m. L.A. time, I invite you to tune into Giraffe Balls, where I'm going to get as high as Giraffe Balls and talk about a particular subject today. Today's subject is how much of your shit is your fault. And then on Sunday, every Sunday at 12 o'clock L.A. time, I am the pastor of the First Church of Holy Shit. Somebody fucked up and told me God was everywhere, so I pray from here. Saves me 10%. I never miss a game. I encourage you to save 10% on your soul insurance by switching to Don't Go and join me.
Wow. Steph Sanders, man, we go back so many years, man. You came in and gave us some great insight as an educator, man. Dr. Sanders, how do we stay in touch, bro?
I am Steph Sanders everywhere. All my handles. I am Steph Sanders. My brand is Off the Change. OFFDACHANGE. I do a show at the Punchline around the country every month, and Off the Change. So yeah, just I am Steph Sanders and Off the Change.
I love it. Hey, my man Corey Manning, man. How do we stay in touch, bro?
Social media is just you can go. I'm Googleable. You can Google Corey Manning, I'll come That's up, or you can just go straight to the website, CoreyManning.com, and there you'll find a list of how to stay in contact with me and also where I'll be performing next. And I'm also doing a residency in Franklin, Massachusetts starting August the 19th, which is a Saturday.
Hey, super talented, super funny, such a great sport today. I can't thank you enough for coming on, Ms. Elo Copeland. How do we stay in touch?
Okay. Your favorite church girl, you can stay in touch with me. All,
no. All. Hold the vocal shop.
I am Elo Copeland. So there you go.
Looking like CC Winans with clearer skin.
You know what? She could easily be a Winans. All right,
she's not hard to look at. There's that.
Hey, great show today. My name is Rodney Perry. This is Rodney Perry Live. We do the show every day. I don't even know why. I just keep going. And I figured out some new stuff to get us some new viewers, so they coming in droves. All right, guys, we're gonna get out of here. Thank you, Steph Sanders. Thank you, Corey Mann. Thank you, Uncle Jeff Brown. And I am Elo Copeland. What a great show! soon, guys, have a good day. Oh.